That was the word I missed out there. The remote control tennis in Tennessee for tomorrow, Thursday's tech net meeting, and you're going to run it, Roger.
See what's up with Dr. Phil today. K0 PAS, Phil, you're up from Whiskey Echo 4.
Whiskey Echo 4, Romeo Victor, K0 PAS. Okay, the sun is out. Ambient temperature is 27 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometer at 29.67 and steady. The sun is out only on a pre-mature basis, and when you look at the weather map, you're not far from away from another snowstorm, over. General maintenance procedures for
getting your RV ready to go.
Over.
Back to yourself. That's April 30th through May 7th.
That's affirmative.
Fine, and I owe you some information, which I will get to you once I get destinated down in Georgia, and let you know how I have worked out, Roger.
I'm looking forward to that. Trying to put together some actual numbers instead of printed numbers off of today, either the internet or out of the book. If I get some actual numbers from you, it'll verify what they're talking about, over.
Yeah,
sure.
I got my note listed that I'll have with me, and I'll keep track of the sum of those particulars on the way down and all that. The 3-day drive when we get down there, so I'll give you some information. I've got an email to you that I'll let you know.
Apparently, if I can't talk to you, email me, and you've got my email address, so I would appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, Phil. We'll get that to you, that's for sure. So, yeah, that sounds like a good thing there, and I'll be down in Florida at that time, but I'll make sure I get it to you before you make your trip over to Goshen. All right, Phil, anything else today? K0BAS from Whiskey Echo 4, Romeo Victor.
No, sir. Just having a standard Wednesday. And hope everybody else has got a great day. And we're doing pretty good right now. Over.
Yeah, QSL, QSL. All right, sir. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the show. Hi. And hey, we'll talk to you soon. If not, I'll talk to you. I'll see you tomorrow night, hopefully on the check in. Well, K0PAS, Foreman, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And let's go out here, I believe it's Plymouth, North Carolina. What's up with Fred today? Alpha Foxtrot 4, Charlie Juliet from Whiskey Echo 4, Romeo Richard.
Jesse D4RV in degrees, AM4CJ. Yeah, over here in Plymouth, North Carolina, and we got sun finally starting to chill up a little bit. We started off this morning about 44. It was actually 30 when I went to bed last night, but the wind switched around out of the south, and then it was warmed up some overnight. It's warming up pretty good today. We're going to be at 56, but we've got wind. The average wind today is 10 miles an hour, and we've had gusts up to 16. So it's kind of twisty out there today, so it's a bad hair day out there for sure. Anyway, other than that, everything's going good. We did get some rain over the weekend. We got about 62 hundredths of an inch so far this week. So that's just what we got from after 12 o'clock Sunday night till noon. But anyway, good day here. No problems that I know of. And anyway, our gas prices, a regular is $2.49 now, it was yesterday, not sure if it changed today or not. And our diesel is $3.55 at the pump, and with the TSP, open rate is $3.40. Not a big savings with the TSP right now for whatever reason. But anyway, thanks, Bob, for picking it up for Dave. I understand he's out there at Red Bay getting some Monday stuff or some fish on the RV, and anyway, I haven't made it to Red Bay yet, but I'd sure love to go one day. Anyway, thanks for doing it, Bob, and we'll turn it back. Band is weak. All the signals are copied everybody so far, but everybody's just barely moving the S-mill. But luckily, I have no noise, so that's a good thing. Back to you, Bob, see how you copied it. WE4RV in the group, AF4CJ. Oh, yeah, a good copy on your Fred. Good copy. AF4CJ, Fred, in Plymouth, North Carolina. And where they said when they went to bed last night, it was 30 degrees in the monsters of the south. It's currently 44, with some sunshine going up the high bay of 56. And kind of breezy, wind at 10, gusting to 16.
just had rain over the past weekend, so since Sunday night, had 0.62 inches of rain. And Dave's down at Red Bank. He's getting that one slide in his RV. He says that his twin deck
Copy, and anyway, thanks for doing it, Bob, and I always just talk to you. You can't wait to see you too, so hopefully we'll be arriving on the 16th. We're fairgrounds and look forward to the rest of the week and the following week after that. Secretaries and happy folks hanging on AF4CJ.
All right, Chester, yeah, we look forward to seeing you down there as well. So have a fantastic day. Thanks for checking in. And we'll talk to you soon. Before we also talk about Fort County, Julia, Fred from North Carolina. And let's go out here to Oklahoma City and see what's up with Lee today. I'm by the same time. What's going on in Lee? From Hunting Echo 4, Romeo Victor.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. You and the rest of the net. Not much going on here. Kind of relaxing and listening to everybody. Good copy. Just about on everybody. Not having to use SDR today. Anyway, Oklahoma City right now, we're clear. 62 degrees going up to 75. Winds out of north at 3. The barometer is 29.69. And humidity is 57%. Right now, diesel at the TA West, Oklahoma City, open road discount, 305. And without the discount, $3.90. Gasoline is running between $2.11 and $2.25, depends on which station you go to. And oil prices are still up pretty good. They're at $65.48 just about 20 minutes ago. Back to you, Bob.
On the humidity, so not too humid at all. Fuel prices, diesel fuel with the TA West Open Road discount is $3.05 a gallon for diesel. And if you buy a street at the pump, you're going to pay $3.90. Gasoline, depending on which side of town you buy it on, $2.11 to $2.25. And a barrel of oil this morning was at $65.48. I think that's down a little bit from what it was the other day, but back to you, Lee. How'd
you do? Oh, yeah, Bob, it's now about a dollar. It was $66.50 Monday and $65.48, so it dropped about a dollar. The Iran crisis and all that has still got it up pretty good, and I don't know. They throw all kinds of excuses in there to get to raise prices, so even though I've been in the oil industry for 58 years, I don't like what's going on. So anyway, back to you, Bob.
WA0YPC, Dennis, you're up, what's going on?